I'd like to begin my address with the words of a poem I was asked to read at a family funeral recently. It's called Tomb by Anne Lewin. The place of remembering, where as the work of grief is done, memory recovers its perspective. Letting the dead one go with aching sense of loss opens the way to finding again a rounded person, gifts and faults, delights and irritations. Makes it possible to share again the jokes, the intimate glance, keep company unseen. We're entering an entire season of remembering. There are people even here today wearing poppies, a symbol that we will be remembering those whose lives were lost in war. But today, now at this point and this place, we come, possibly with a measure of trepidation, to remember quietly those whom we have loved, who have died far more recently. And it isn't easy to remember, because remembering brings back the pain of our loss. It isn't easy to remember when the relationship we shared had its difficulties, or when we feel there were things we wanted to do or say, but we just didn't get round to it. Sometimes, remembering is the last thing that we want to do or are able to do. So don't underestimate the courage it may take you or the person sitting near you to be here this afternoon, to gather with others who have also experienced loss, to remember and honour our loved ones in whatever way feels appropriate at this moment. The Christian faith has a strong tradition of remembering. As Jesus approached his own death, we're told he shared a simple but strikingly important meal with his friends. He urged them to remember him every time they break bread or drank together. He knew that he was going to die, but he wanted his friends to know that in a very significant and real way, he would never leave them. Jesus invited his friends to remember him every time they ate bread or drank wine. An act of remembrance associated with life and all that lies ahead. Not simply that which lies behind us. I know for many of us here, there will have been times of day or simple acts that remind us of the person that we have lost. It may be as we close the curtains at the end of the day, boil the kettle to make a cup of tea and put two cups out, that we say good night or good morning to the ones we still love and share our lives with. Sometimes the act of remembering will trip us up as we seem to forget what happened. At other times, the act of remembering is our greatest comfort and strength. In the poem I read, Anne Lewin writes of how, as we work through our grief, our memory recovers its perspective. We don't just remember them as a saint, but we start to remember the way they got on our nerves, or the things that drove us mad, or at least the potential for that to happen. And as we begin to remember the things that made us laugh and the things that made us cross, the things that made us proud and the ways they could embarrass us, it's as though the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle are coming back together again. When we lose someone dear to us, it's as though a jigsaw puzzle has been thrown up in the air and all the pieces have been scattered far and wide. But as we remember, the pieces start to come together. Only the picture isn't quite the same. We have to look closely at what is emerging, but there in the new picture is the possibility that we can still love the one we've lost, and that the life we did share with them has made a difference to the people that we are now. Anne's poem talks of how letting the dead one go opens the way to finding again. That's a paradox. And for some of us, it might take many years to reach beyond the aching sense of loss. But every time we remember, we gather some of the fragments together and the new picture gets that little bit clearer. The 23rd Psalm, which we heard read just a few moments ago, was written by someone remembering great personal loss. And as he looks back on all that has been lost, he searches for a time when things were more stable, more predictable, more safe. He remembers as a youth tending his father's flocks as a shepherd. And from that point of stability, he begins to draw strength, translating that experience through the lens of faith and seeing himself as a sheep of God's flock, guarded by a loving and compassionate shepherd, and that he will never truly be lost. So it takes courage to be here. It takes courage to remember. Take courage that absolutely nothing, not even our own grief, can separate us from the love we have shared with those we have lost. Love is stronger than death, and love is of God. For memories don't just connect us with the past, you see. Memories are also what connects us with the future, with hope and new life. As we remember, as the fragments, the pieces of the jigsaw start to come together and we see new possibilities emerging, may we become ever more aware of the bond of love that cannot be broken. And in time, may we become familiar with that place where we can keep company unseen, even perhaps sharing again the intimate glance of a love that cannot be overcome. Amen.